just flipped it to make it apply for her.
I think you're giving her way too much credit.
Maybe she's deserving that much credit.
Nah, I think you're. I think you need to rewatch that entire little 5-10 minutes and maybe see how much she was nervous and messing up.
Maybe they corrected it by the time you watched it, because I watched it 2 weeks ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, Sinji, and my co-host with me, as always, Herbay.
What up?
What's up, Herbie, man? How you doing?
Shit, you know, doing well for today. I can't complain too much.
Cool. Sorry about last week, guys. I was feeling under the weather.
Nah, my man just wanted to play Elden Rings all weekend, that's all.
Nah, I have plenty of time to play it after we could record. I just didn't want to be coughing on the mic.
Nah.
You heard me coughing.
He did no such a thing, folks. Don't let this man lie to you.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Flavor, or as I spelled it on this note, Flover of the week. Mm. It's an extra O in there.
Well, anyhow, what happened was there's a whole bunch of stuff this week. I'm like, man. So, I don't know. There's some stuff from Tower of God this week. There was some stuff from Spike's family. That's pretty good. So it was a great week of flavors. I'll just tell them when I get up to them, I suppose. But yeah,
I have a lot of moments from Spike's family I thought were like hilarious, but like,
yeah,
you have like moments of the week and flavors of the week in there.
Hells yeah.
Okay.
You know, I like the funny stuff. Funny money.
Hey man, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, the boat's floating real high. So yeah. That's the stuff, the good stuff. Stuff I'm not, you know. But anyhow, yeah, let's get into some stuff. We'll try and get into.
Damn, though, what happened to my flavor?
No one cares about your flavor because you never have one.
I have flavors at least 50% of the time.
I would say I give it a strong 45.
I give it a strong 55.
I don't know. There's like a string of a month where you didn't have a flavor.
Hey, there was a string of a month where nothing was impressing me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very interesting.
Hey, anime is entertaining, but like, not everything can qualify as a flavor.
Yeah. I mean, that concept is kind of abstract because, you know, anything you want could technically qualify as a flavor.
Not everything can qualify as my flavor, though.
Yeah. Well, you need to get your taste buds up.
Or don't you mean down?
Nah, because you ain't got no taste. So, you know, you got to get them up.
Hey, man, I know what tea I like.
Yeah. You need to branch out, get you some more teas, what I'm saying.
Well, my flavor, sir, before I was almost rudely skipped, was finding out that Julius is a devil host.
See, I ain't even that far yet.
You read it all. What are you talking about?
I didn't read it all.
You didn't read it all?
I stopped right when Asha was getting ready to fight. Wrath and Noelle got clapped. And they all got clapped.
You did not.
I did.
You did not. Why would you?
Because
after I told you I couldn't. After hyping it up so much, why would you stop? Before
I told you my anxiety was getting high, and I said I couldn't handle this right now, so I was gonna pick it back up later.
Nah, there's no way.
I'm telling you what I did, dog.
You're telling me that you did not finish reading this arc.
I did not finish reading it.
Yo, so this random guy is a devil host, and completely forget what I just said.
You already lied to me. Plus, I seen the spoiler alert online.
Oh, you already knew?
I kind of knew. They said Julius has some big news. So I was like, oh, geez.
Yeah. And he's a devil host.
Yeah. I was like, oh man. But I didn't read it yet. But yeah, I thought it was.
How could you stop right there, dude?
Cause I could stop anytime I want to.
That is wild. The amount of times you told me I had to read Black Clover and you did not finish the arc.
Well, I thought you was gonna read and then we could discuss some and then we come back and discuss some more. But you know, you just never like, off. Oh, yeah.
Well, they're short chapters. They're like 15 pages a chapter.
Yeah.
Or five of those is one chapter of Chojin.
Yeah, I just stopped reading it because I was like, oh, I was going to let it build up. Because I think I was, at that time, I was close and I was like, oh, man.
Nah, it's done. Cool. It's done. The new arc has not started yet.
No, I'm talking about that time I was being close to finishing all the chapters that were out. So I was going to stop. I stopped at 305.
That's like my friend Sammy, bro. She does not like watching things on a week-to-week basis. She'd rather the series be complete.
If it's a show, I watch it on a week-to-week basis. But at that time, I think I had maybe five chapters or something. I was like, oh, man. So I was like, you know, I'll take a break and read some other stuff. But yeah, so I only have, 331. Yeah, not that many more chapters. You only have 26. I can knock that out in like 30 minutes. But anyhow, yeah, I did think it was cool how everyone got power-ups and then they all got clapped. And I was like, damn. How you get a power-up and still get clapped?
Yo, man. Tough devil.
I can get behind this. Getting power up and get clapped. It ain't like, you know, some other shows be giving them power ups out of nowhere and they just be clap people immediately. It's kind of along the arcs of Demon Slayer. Kind of mess with that because it's like they get strong, but the enemy's still stronger.
Yeah.
And they just keep coming up. So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoy Black Clover though. Yeah. So there. So now, what would you like to get into?
I don't know, though. I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen has just been like on a filler.
Yeah, not much in that department. They fight.
We're the two still, people. Yeah, we're still doing the manga creator guy versus random people.
Yeah. So they pretty much all it is, they fight. And I guess his domain expansion was the... It's like luck machine or something, or he uses luck and skill. And it's like pachinko. That's what it was called. And he, they fight and stuff, and certain percentage odds show up and the way he wins. And at the end, the line I did like was, "I use skill to make my luck," or something along those lines. I was like, "Oh, that's a pretty good one." But yeah, nothing much there.
Yeah, I don't recall. I was just like, I didn't read anything. I was just scrolling through the pictures and seeing what was going on.
Oh, damn. Man, don't even read.
I have no interest in what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like, oh, I don't know what to write about. Let's just do this.
Pretty much. Pretty much. So, you wanna...
I think that's fine. Just... Don't write anything.
Yeah. So, I want to segue that into good old Jujutsu. I mean, not Jujutsu.
Yeah, it was trash.
Yeah, it wasn't trash per se.
It was garbage. Give a fuck about this manga guy.
Lead the segue from... he might be an important character later on. But the segue is into... That's getting a little TOG. Season 2, episodes 330 to 337, baby.
330 to 337. All right, I'm right behind you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Basically, Chiyoni and Yuri, they have some words. He says she isn't fit to be a princess. And they flash back to when they were training when they were younger. So this is where we find out that Yuri was actually the most talented person in the family. And the leader of the clan told Yuri, she's like, I don't believe it. And then they flash back. It says you always been like weak or whatever. And Yuri's like, oh, you don't believe it because something. You always been pretty or something. I don't know. Something crazy along those lines. But anyhow, Bam resumes fighting. And Ari shows up to confront Bam. And Calavan is fighting Bam's teacher. And he says he's a technician. And there's a lore that the Haas have thick skin or whatever. Their bodies are resilient. And he's like, I don't know where you got that from. But, you know, it proves to show itself later. And he wants to know what was with the essence of bravery. And let's see. Yeah. And it was pretty much, he saw Man in Black. He was a ripped martial artist. And he was a master. And he was fighting in ancient times. And he saw him fighting. And he didn't like to fight. So he sealed himself into the crystal. And I guess the idea, Calvin has an idea where he wanted to stop people from fighting, having wars. And he wants to make them all to surrender to one person with overwhelming power. And that's his idea of peace. And that's what he wants Jihad to be. I'm like, oh, okay, weirdo. So Bam teacher calls him a psychopath. And they start fighting again. And Dorsey takes hostages. And she leaves Rachel like, ha, 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 Rachel, stay there. Don't go nowhere. Cut myself up. And Rachel's like, how could you leave us? And she was like, I'll get revenge or whatever on you. And I'm like, you know daggone well why she left you. She ain't like you to start off with. You're a treacherous little snake. So it's like, huh. And they find out that I think her name is Irovo or something. I don't know. That's the sleepy girl's real name. And she's still with the little ranker. And the station has a teleport function. And the Arya launches an attack. And Bam, Karakka and White block it for Bam. I'm like, oh, okay. You're working with the boy Bam. Yeah. And so they talk about some hatred in his eyes, and then Bam realizes that he actually does need their help to escape. He's like, oh, I guess so, it's okay. And Bam has an idea to utilize the Thorn and the Black March to do some major damage. And then we flash to Bam's teacher. He's in rough shape. And Caliban calls change a seed of pain and conflict, which I never given him much thought about that, you know. In order to change something, you have to endure some type of pain, just like lifting weights or running. You deal with some soreness, some discomfort along those lines. You ever think about that?
No.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry. I was trying to catch up with the chapter to see where you're at. What was the question?
Nah, never mind.
Nah, ask. I'll have to rewind if you don't.
I said, Calvin, he talks about how change is a seat of pain and conflict. And I'm like, never getting much thought, but it's true though. You know, when you lift weights,
change, you get a little bit of pain. Change is a seat of pain and conflict.
Yeah. You know, there's like internal turmoils. You're like, oh, I don't think I can lift this weight. And then you struggle and go through some pain to lift the weight. Or, you know, with your running, like, I don't think I can run that far. And then you struggle and go through some pain and the internal conflict of, should I quit now or should I keep going? So I was like, you ever think about it in that way?
No, I mean, a lot of people there's a lot of ways you can justify a way of thinking. So like where like he's not wrong, he's also not right. So
what makes him not right?
You can change and there not be any conflict of any sort.
Interesting. So, And then Jin Sung Ha uses a wave explosion. He's like, I wanted to teach Bam this, but he's like, I may never see him again. So it's like a dragon in the hand and a tiger in the other. And he blows a hole through Caliban's stomach. And I'm like, ooh. But it doesn't kill him. I mean, he breaks both of Jin Sung's arms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, that's rough. And Machine shows up. And Jin Sung doesn't think he'll live to see Viol again. And I'm like, oh, man, my man's finna die. I was like, well, that's the ace moment. Yeah. Then we get Jin Sung's backstory, how someone wanted to. That's fucked up, Irby. What?
Though you playing on Ace's death.
Hey, it's similar, but...
I think he's still alive.
He is still alive.
Nah, I think Ace is still alive.
What? How?
In Luffy and Sabo, he lives.
Stop. Stop it.
What? How?
Oh, like how when Sabo ate the flame fruit or whatever it was called. Forget the technical name. And I'm like, psh, man, stop. And so, so we find out that Jin Sung, someone wanted to imprison him for something. Can't remember exactly what. And Yuri and Chione have a monologue while she's unfit to be princess. And she talks about what it's meant to be princess, you know, the pressures, and Yuri's like, I didn't want to be a princess anyway. And she wanted to end up breaking things and wanted to destroy the restrictions she was told about. Says following someone else's orders is just a way of avoiding responsibility. I'm like, dang, that's smooth criminal right there. It's like, never looked at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's kind of like, I guess people feel like they need organized organizations per se, that they're looking for someone at the top to just tell them what to do or tell them what to think. So, yeah. That's an interesting thought.
Hey, man. So, it's only getting better.
Yeah. So she's beating Chione up. Yuri doesn't want to be a yes woman. And Karaka's like, Bam, why aren't you leaving? Bam's like, I want to stay to fight. And he says, there has to be, that he has the wrong idea. And he says, winning the fight doesn't mean winning the war. And says, if you run away and get your companions to the station, you win. And I'm like, oh, man. Man, it's spitting truths. And then the Black March stabs Bam and gives him some power. And then he does a flare wave with the Black March and starts leveling people, and Caliban shows up. And then he's like, you must be the one King Jihad told us to kill. Like, oh, man, my man's finna get clapped up. I'm like, he ain't gonna get clapped up. This is Bam we're talking about. If anything, he'll get another power up and be able to escape. And Dorsey grabs Bam, and Caliban recognizes her as one of Jihad's princesses. And asks why she's rebelling. Informs Bam that that he killed him, killed his teacher, Jin Sung. But he's not certain, as he did not see the body. I'm like, oh, man, they did. He's like, why are you fighting, Bam? And I'm like, just leave, like how Dorsey wanted you to leave, Bam. But he doesn't want to do that.
Nah, he don't want to go.
He still wants to fight. I'm like, you're an idiot. Yuri tells Chione she wants to be a princess she can admire. Bam powers up and calls Jin Sung, tell him not to come back and just be happy. I'm like, Bam, dog, you just need to let him go. You just need to learn. Has Rachel taught you nothing? So then Yuri and Caliban start fighting. Bam gets hit from behind by something. Caliban tells Bam to show him the reason why his master gave up his life. And apparently, quote unquote, he can't make a scratch on Caliban as of right now. And the station master installed a bomb on the warp drive that Harion has because they're going to warp out. And Kazvan launches another attack. Karaka intervenes, says he's a nuisance. Karaka tells Bam to flee again, and that the master isn't really dead. Says he interviewed is dead. He put the future in you, so he's not really dead. Yeah, so Avankil shows up to fight. And Caliban, she didn't think she would have to protect Bam until she saw that Bam wounded Caliban.
He did,
And
ever so little.
it's like not even a high ranker can hurt him. But Bam did. He's built different.
You
So
see,
I'm like, oh.
you take a normal scrub in this tower and they can't do shit, but I ain't your normal average irregular.
I'm about to say he ain't a normal scrub. I was like, dog, you'd kind of disrespect the whole main character there, call him a scrub.
Nah, I was Bam. Talking about other people. I ain't your normal scrub.
Oh.
I'm the guy.
He's the man. So then Flash to Jin Sung, he's asking Machining what she's after. And she said they had the same goal, but she thinks more blood needs to be shed for the sake of her goal. I'm like, you can
She
go
seems
without killing
a little,
people.
yeah.
Yeah. What was that other lady from the one where they went to the floor of death or whatever? What was that lady's name?
Ivankel?
No. The other blue haired woman.
Oh, not Meshany, but
And I keep, can I? I feel like this is her, but I'm like, no, this is not her because I
No,
can't think of
it's
her
not
name.
her. I'll look for it while you're progressing.
Yeah. So Caliban stops Dorsey from fleeing to the warp pad. Avankil steps in to stop him. She says, "Let him go." And it's a 3v1. Yuri, the Tin Can, and Avankil. Tin Can is Karaka. And so Evan teleports White away from harm. They flash back to the bomb scene, and Kaiser destroys the bomb remote. And Caliban catches up to Bam. Hong Sun shows up with attack. Ishii shows up with a warship. And Jin Sung isn't dead. Machini just chose not to finish him off for whatever reason, because he's a masochist. Machini the masochist.
Oh, it's Garam Jihad.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, I thought they were the same. I was like, I know they're not the same. So Evan shows up to take Yuri away. She refuses, says, take the tin can with you. Says she's a princess, a direct descendant, so they couldn't kill her so easily. And if she runs, the family might label her an even worse, a criminal, and abandon her. And that's the worst thing for her. She's going back to meet her father and wants to know why he tried to kill Bam. And whether he had a proper reason. And then the hunt for the regulars continue. Bam has a nervous breakdown about his master that isn't dead. And he cries because he's weak. And Jin Sung's body starts to repair itself. Machine tells him she's going to make the change, making the tower a bloody mess. And they talk about a little bit of history of the tower and everyone and why they're all fighting. And Gustavo shows up in the warship, and he takes the rest of the prisoners. I'm like, okay. And then Evankil wants to train Bam. It's like, okay, I see you, Bam, somebody now. And Jin Sung is we find out he sent Kaiser to help Bam. And Evankil talks to Bam, says she wants him to be her student. Karaka shows up to where Wang Nine is and tells him where he needs to go. They discuss Khan's predicament, Horion, and what's his name? Karaka, is it Karaka, I guess? She talks to someone about a ladle that she was going to give the Moroku General Store salesman. And apparently the ship hides them, so that's what she was going to do. That's why she wanted the ladle. And Bam Brack, they talk about stuff and about becoming a student. And yeah. And you.
Little lost there, bud.
No, I'm just reading some stuff, trying to figure out how to condense this to way I would like it to. But yeah, Rack pretty much they tell him he said Rack tells him to train. He's like, stop feeling sorry for yourself. And he's like, don't show your weak side. You're my prey. You're supposed to be strong, and you're not allowed to act like this. And it's killing this urge to want to hunt him. I was like, okay, Rack, I see you, big dog. And yeah, tells Ben to be the hunter and stop being the hunted. And Rachel gets three wishes. I'm like, shh, you don't need no wishes. This girl can't stand her.
And thus, Irby gets to start season three.
Already started it.
Irby has started season three.
Yep. Like to keep him on top of my game here. You know what I'm saying?
OP Bam. You're catching up, Irby. Pretty soon we're gonna have a slot for something else to read.
Oh yeah, I know. I got plenty of things to read. Yeah.
Opening up them slots.
At the bartender.
Ooh, if you're. Let's talk about Overlord.
You want to say that for last?
No, why?
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, spark it up.
I was gonna say, it doesn't really matter which one goes last. Overlord, episode 6. Those who pick up, those who were picked up. Actually, I'm just gonna bang out all three episodes in one fell swoop without explaining, because they all tied into each other and
Not much.
there's not much substance anyway.
Yeah.
So these three episodes follow Sebas, as we were told, after the lizard men and women, that we'd be following Sebas a little more, and Sebas being excuse me. Sebas being
Excuse.
the kind-natured OP character that he is, created from Lord Touch Me, I believe, is his Lord Creator. He remembers Lord Touch Me's motto, and it's always save someone in need. So Sebas sees a body in a bag, which he tells his shadow to react, and like the body comes out, and he saves the girl that it turned out to be. Well, in the midst of saving the girl, the guy who didn't want her to be saved said, "You'd cause me trouble if you take her." So Sebas gave him a bag of money to go away. But what did he do? He reported it, and now Sebas and the girl, what's her name? Selushi had to entertain these guys who came to visit and wanted the girl back. Well, Selushi has been like very against keeping the human girl in their care since the get-go. While Sebas was like, "No, it's fine. She's our guest." And then Sebas goes out for a walk to consider what he should, how he should approach the guys that approach them. And Selushi calls Ainz and reports that Sebas may have betrayed them. We don't really see much about that. I'm imagine we'll see it in probably episode 9 or 10, but
And I'm like, I don't understand why she says that he betrayed them. I'm like, huh, makes no sense. But
yeah, I
yeah.
don't know. But we get
Yeah.
to learn a little about the princess and her commoner knight, and how she has no political power, and all her brothers care about are fighting over power, so they don't really pay attention to the well-being of the kingdom. So she has to like use adventurers to like try to keep the Eight Fingers from gaining influence, which the Eight Fingers are an underground organization that like runs like slave trading, gambling, things like that. And in in the midst, which I think it's kind of interesting, in the midst of like this, Sebas meets the Commoner Knight and the red hair guy, who is down on his confidence from meeting Xiaotier. So I think it's kind of interesting that Xiaotier and Sebas are both connected to Lord Einzel Gold. And Xiaotier is the reason the red hair knight had lost all his confidence. But Sebas is not directly responsible for him gaining his confidence, but the lesson he gave the Commoner Knight directly affected him. And just like, okay, this one broke him down, this one helped him up, and Ainz, who knows nothing about this, is on both of them. So you can argue, like, what side would he take if he met Ainz Ol Gold? Because his friend that tried to pick him up the other night that Ainz saved is indebted to Ainz. And it's just like, now you've had different connections to this guy who's the adventurer Momon and you don't even know. So really, it's like four different connections if you heard about him. Four different connections, four different impressions on the same guy. I just thought that was kind of interesting. But, yeah. But anyways, the guys, the Eight Fingers, go to take out Sebas, and Sebas decides he's going to deal with this by the root, and they head with him to face the dangers that may be. What was a little funny about this episode is the Commoner Knight was talking to the Buff Girl Knight, and the Buff Girl adventurer kept trying to get her some dick.
Yeah. she had a crush on old boy.
She was like, oh, you flatter me. How about you take those pants off? I was like, damn.
She's very forward. Which, very. You know.
She wants to snoo-snoo.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta be forward. If not, you know, people don't get the hint.
Hey.
You know, but hey, I like you. And I'd be like, oh, thanks. I like you too. And then that'd be the end of it. So you don't hear anything. But yeah.
Yeah, I just think that was the most noteworthy part of these three episodes. The connections that the red hair guy, or like his thoughts, what his thoughts might be on Ainz Ol Gold, knowing, like, if he found out his true identity and all the hoes who follow him, things like that. It's like, oh, yeah. You're an adventurer. You've helped us. But you're also the controller of this girl. You let this happen. But you're also the ruler of this guy, and he helped me. And you're also the guy that helped the guy I know directly.
Yep. So, a whole lot of stuff goes on there, and I'm like, oh, man. But yeah, they saved old girl, so I was like, well, that's not too bad, saving old girl. So, but yeah, I still mad she snitched on old boy. I'm like, why you snitch on him?
I don't know, man. I guess we'll find out, though.
We sure
she's gonna be severely punished, out. Man. The yeah. consequences what? Will not be light.
What is he gonna do? Sit on her? is that what he's gonna do? Maybe she probably will enjoy that.
Maybe he'll let Sebas punish her.
I still kind of want to know. She did something to that girl before. Actually healing her sounds like that's kind of weird.
I think she just drank her blood.
Who knows? It's just speculation at this point.
It is, but that's what I'm going with. Drank her blood.
Maybe they drink blood. Maybe they don't drink blood.
Blood.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it is. Shall we talk about a little Spy X Family?
Yes. Let's talk a whole lot about Spy X Family.
Sure.
So, yeah, Spy X Family, episode 2, Secure a Wife.
Introduction of the Thorn Princess.
Yes. So, my main man, Frankie, was all dressed up, and he was an ugly woman, and then I'm like, like, oh, I can't believe I did this, volunteer for this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're pretty ugly.
Yeah, you're not a pretty girl.
It's not. Yeah, so then which flashes back to Yur, and she's some, was she a hostess working in like the ministry or whatever?
She's a civil servant and she serves
Yeah.
whatever guy they're all talking crap on. But they're also talking crap on her.
Yeah. And she's like oblivious to stuff. And so she gets invited to a party and she doesn't have a boyfriend or anything. And I was like, oh, you're so suspicious around people out here killing people. It could be you. And because he doesn't have a boyfriend, is very suspicious. And she's single. And she's like, oh, I'll be bringing my partner with me. Classic how the movie start. Oh, I have a partner. Of course I do. Of course I'm not single.
And
And
the
then she has to
girls who
go.
clearly just make fun of her to feel better about themselves.
Yeah. So. And then she's talking to her brother, and it's like, yeah. She's like, oh, I want to meet. He's like, I want to meet the guy. And she's like, oh no. Now she's in a quandary. And then the Thorn Princess. She receives a phone call, and she's like, Thorn Princess, you need your services. And I'm like, oh, is she like one of those sleeper agents where that's her code phrase, activate? Thorn Princess. Psh.
Yeah, freaking her eyes changed, her whole mood changed, and then she went on a slaughter spree.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, that's like maybe she's not aware herself turn into that. So then we flash back to Anya, and she's getting measurements for a dress, and she says, she said, help me, I'm gonna be sold off somewhere, which I thought that was funny. So then Yor sneaks in, and without him noticing, he's like, oh, I must have let down my skills. I've been too relaxed lately. But then she senses that he's looking at her, and she's like, oh, you've been staring at me ever since I walked in. He's like, huh? She must have more skills than I thought. And Anya, she reads her mind and discovers that she's actually an assassin. And
I
Anya,
over here trying to build a super family.
yeah, her I do enjoy Anya's like facial expressions and all this stuff. It's just funny Hallmark stuff, you know. Makes me
Yeah,
laugh.
she's the comedic relief.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Yeah, 'cause like then she obviously reads their minds and figure out that like it's probably not gonna work out. And but
Yeah.
like the reason you're thinks it's not gonna work out is because she thinks that he's married, blah blah blah. So then Anya does very bad acting and she's just like, oh, I want a mama. Oh, I wish I had a mama.
Starts singing. That was another one. She busts out in the song how alone she is and without her mother.
But what got me was when he goes as Lloyd. When Lloyd put on his acting about losing his wife. And then Anya right after is just like, Papa's a liar.
He's a good liar, yeah. So then they get a little quid pro quo going. And so that's when they're like, I'll show up for your thing if you help me be the mother or whatever. And she really needed a man for the party. So the party happens. He tells her to meet her at the train station or whatever. But he has the mission of going to steal some artifacts back from a syndicate. And so that kind of interferes. And he gets Frank to help him so he gets it done quicker. And he takes out like 38 men, like with the ease, and deals with Art Thief. But he doesn't show up on time, so she ends up going back without him. And then so she's talking, people making fun of her. It's like, oh yeah, you couldn't see him, whatever. It's like, yeah, we thought you were lying or something. And then she goes to leave, and he shows up bloody, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm here. One of my patients had a psych episode. I'm like, bro, you're bleeding. Like, you kind of wiped that off you got in here? I'm like, dang. And then the girl tries to come and embarrass her and drop all that stuff on her, but she like catches it with her feet. I'm like, okay, my girl got moves.
Then he tastes it and is like, oh, this is good.
Yeah. So, and then the girl gets a drop on her nose and burns her. So Yeah, during the jewelry heist, he had also gotten a ring because I need this for her. So he took it, whatever. And then so they're leaving the party now. Let's see. What he tells her some stuff.
They're driving away, and then like they start being chased, and like, oh, it must be my patients.
That's what it was.
We'll
And
lose
she
them over
believes
here.
him. She believes him. I'm like, how?
I don't think she believes him.
She kind of strikes me as what's that
Gullible
blonde?
unless she's killing.
What's that blonde girl's name that was always getting clapped up? I forget.
What show we're talking about?
Love of Kill.
Oh, cheat cheat ch
Chateau, that's what it
Chateau,
was.
yeah.
Yeah, she reminds me of her where like she's like he's like, oh, you can't drink because you're pregnant. She's like, huh? She didn't really understand that when he hinted, like, oh, she can't drink, wink wink. And she's like, oh, I can. And then that's what she kind of strikes me as, like, she certain things she doesn't get. So they're fighting the patients, whatever. They got tracked down, and then they're fighting, and she's like, oh, she's like, we should get married. And like he stops, and it's
Face
like,
plants
for
the
real.
ground.
Yeah, that was another funny one. But yeah, so then something else happens. She starts kicking butt too. She's like, oh, I took a self-defense class. Like, oh, okay. They teach you a spinning back kick in self-defense class. Okay.
Yeah, and then she's like, at some point in that little situation, she's like, I'm sorry an amateur like me interfered with your recovery method. Because he t when he was beating them, she was like, is that really okay? It's like, oh, it's a new recovery method through concussion.
So
Man.
I was like, oh, okay.
And
And
homie Lloyd finds out he loses the ring, so they run away. He picks up a grenade, pulls the pin out, chucks the nade, and puts the freaking grenade pin around her finger as he proposes to her. And in their head, they're like, until my mission and until my killing do us apart. I'm like, oh.
yeah. I feel like if stuff was out in the open, it'd probably be way better for
They'd probably
them.
100% stick together.
Yeah, because that's like the perfect cover.
I mean, Anya will probably spoil it at the end when they're ready to go their separate ways.
Yeah, she'll probably do something. I don't
Yeah.
know.
It's like, I read minds, and she's an assassin, and you're a spy, and we've been in this family. I'll
And I
help with
wouldn't
your
be.
missions. Just don't let us be a family.
And I wouldn't even be mad at that. But yeah. So pre prepare for the interview. Yours moves in to get settled. Anya shows around. And she touches her murder kit and she has a freak out. And Anya reads her mind. And so then they start the prep se sequence. And he starts asking her some questions. And she's like, oh. She's telling him ways of which she would kill people, and he's like, "Come on, that's not a very reassuring answer." But he doesn't realize that there are ways to kill people. I'm like, aren't spies supposed to be observant? Like, come on, man. And then so, yeah. And then they go on an outing, and they hold hands and stuff, and she's like, "Oh, this reminds me when I used to care for my brother," and then. She hugged him and broke his ribs, and Anya like freaks out and runs away.
And Lloyd was
And
just
then
thinking, it's like, oh, maybe this is okay. And then that happened. He's like, ah, maybe not.
maybe it won't work out. I hate relying on other people. And then so the song in the museum was cute too. She was singing songs, and if you look at the stuff, it was like, oh, she's detailing the secrets of spies and killing and stuff, and like no one picks up on it. And then this is where you find out that the crowd overwhelms Anya because she can hear too many voices.
Yeah.
And so then they go to the park and a thief steals a wallet and Yura goes and hunts him down.
But
And
then
she misses him.
she loses track of him, and Lloyd goes to hunt him for her, and he can't find him, but Anya is like, wants to help, So she's trying to listen on the voices, but it's hard on her. She gets a nosebleed. But she finds him and it's like, I want to eat there, blah, 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 and points him out.
Yeah, and then he finds him because of the gate. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because there's certain aspects of yourself you can change, but some you can't distinguish. Like, you know, like your laugh is one. The way you walk is another one, unless you, like, physically break your leg and have to walk differently. So, yeah, other little mannerisms, which I always thought was cool, so. But there are ways to get around that, though. If you put something in your shoe that forces you to walk different. Old spy tricks.
Or you just walk uncomfortable until you get away.
Yeah.
But he didn't know he was being hunted, so.
But eventually you just revert back to your usual self. So. Old spy tricks. I learned some of that in some books that I read.
I think it was funny towards the end when the old lady was thanking them and, like, they were thanking each other, and then Anya was just like, Papa and Mama are flirting.
Yeah. That was funny, too. And then the next episode, Elegance. That's not what it's called, but it might as well be the theme, Elegance.
It's a prestigious school's interview.
Yeah. It's pretty much Elegance.
Elegance.
Yeah.
So that is not an elegant score, but that's an elegant man.
Yeah.
Can we have him enroll in this school?
Yeah. I love that old man.
I didn't know how I felt about him until, like, the very end, and he punched
the very end. Yeah, the very end. I was like, oh, I was like, okay, this guy's kind of different.
Yeah, huzzah.
Yeah, so they head out to the exam, and he and she, they feel like they're being watched. Yura and Lloyd, because I guess their intuition kicks in. And they're being examined from the get-go. And that's when they start to pay their respects to the headmaster statue. And then the headmaster currently flips out. And he's like, oh, man, look, they're so elegant, elegant, elegant. And so there's this boy that was in the sewer, and he's dirty. And, like, people are like, oh, I need help. And people just walk by him. And they go over and help him. Because the boy's part of the test, he's like, oh no, they're going to fail this test because of me. And he dumps his foot in the water. I'm like, oh man, you couldn't have just reached in there and just, like, pulled him out.
But it wouldn't show how elegant he is.
Yeah.
My man bought 3 changes of clothes.
Yeah. And then he turns out they had spare clothes. And then a cow and livestock accident came out. And my man Lloyd saves a child, and Yura uses pressure points to incapacitate the cow.
Which terrifies the cow.
Yeah, and the headmaster comes down, and he tells them they can apply after they go clean themselves up. And they have more spare clothes.
My man put on a top hat.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh man, I don't know who these people are, but they're scary. So it's too elegant or whatever. I did think a nice little tidbit here was how Anya, I think she could read all minds.
Yeah, she knew the cow was, like, terrified and, like, tried to soothe it.
Yeah, so I was like, huh.
What's amazing to me is that she has the wherewithal to use her ability to, like, benefit herself, but she has shitty recall. Because every answer she gave during that interview was not what Lloyd was thinking.
Well, some of them was, some weren't.
No, but she kept changing it, and, like, it made it sound weird.
Yeah, I mean, one of them was something that he said that he was thinking about, because it was, because she almost blurted out that he was a spy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say she had bad recall. She kind of has a overactive imagination for a little kid, because she just be thinking too much sometimes.
No, I mean, like, the things were like, hey, do you know our
address or whatever?
Our principal's name. No, not like the stuff she had to memorize, but, like, the questions he was asking her, and then Lloyd was thinking of the answer and she was trying to say it back, but she couldn't. She kept botching it.
I also feel like some of that stuff, they were doing typos in there.
I think they were spelling it the way that she was saying it, and it wasn't working out. She didn't even say her last name right.
Yeah, which, if you look on the keyboard, they're kind of like all close together. So that's why I was like, I could attribute that to just typing too fast.
Huh, no, but, man, it happens a lot.
Yeah. Maybe there's any better editing.
Nah, because, like, you have teams for things like this. Like, you're not going to put it out with all those mistakes, are you?
If your people aren't, if there's no like, real checks and balances, because it reminds me of, I listened to this episode on a podcast where this kid, it was some job he was doing, and he's supposed to send this thing to his friend, and his friend's supposed to look it over before it's published, and his friend just published it because he thought the kid was going to be a good one. So stuff happens. It slips through. You know, everyone's human.
Damn.
But yeah, so, you know, that happened.
But yeah, she definitely didn't give the answers he was thinking half the time. Like, instead of saying, like, she wants to be the goal of that or, like, whatever, she was like, I want to meet the head or something like that. It was just like, and like, you can tell it wasn't what Lloyd was thinking because it was just like, why would she say that?
Yeah.
But they were like, oh, what an ambitious little girl.
Yeah. Cause she, I think she wanted to meet someone that Lloyd had or something. And that's what she just came up with. Yeah. Cause he wanted to meet the headmaster so he could get to somebody, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so I think that's what she did, and she kind of just flipped it to make it apply for her.
I think you're giving her way too much credit.
Maybe she's deserving that much credit.
No, I think you need to rewatch that entire little 5-10 minutes and how much she was nervous and messing up.
Maybe they corrected it by the time you watched it, because I watched it 2 weeks ago.
I watched it like 5 today. Minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I said maybe they corrected it by the time you watched it. But when I watched it, that's how it was.
I don't know, man.
2 weeks ago, because someone wanted to play Elden Rings. But hey, that's fine. But anyhow, they had to close the story, some stuff, and, you know, to make us some stuff stick closer to the truth. One guy, the legacy hire, he was pretty much a jerk, and you find out that his wife is divorcing him, and he lost custody of his child. And I'm like, oh, jerk, that's what you get. I'm a total jerk. And then he's like, oh, you gotta ask her who he prefers, her new mom or old mom. This makes Anya cry. And my man Lloyd gets super mad. And then he shatters the table and he's like, oh, my bad. I tried to kill the mosquito. I thought he was gonna punch him in the face, but he didn't. Mm-mm. So that was another good one. And then so Yura and Lloyd, they leave, and it's like, I don't know what kind of institution this is, but I'm not sure we won't be a part of it if you behave in that manner. And then the headmaster punches him, that guy, in the face. So I was like, and he's like, yeah, now I can act elegance now by going to the other headmaster. So I was like, okay, this guy's cool now. He's okay in my book.
He's A-okay with me.
Yeah. And then so they sit down, they talk, and then at the end of the day, a picture falls down. And that's never a good omen. And
well, they had a lot of, it was a little heavy after the interview, and Anya was feeling really bad and was saying how she was sorry. And then, like, Yor was thinking that, like, if she doesn't get into school, then there won't be a need for this little family anymore, which Yor seems like she's getting attached to them as well. But then they turn around the energy and, like, they started getting more positive energy, and then the picture fell, and it's like, oh. Well, the picture just killed all the positive energy they just mustered up.
You like that?
I
Kill
do.
'em all. Yeah, so I ain't mad at him. It's a good little episode there. Well, we know she's gonna get into the school because that's part of the plot.
Yeah, she
So,
has to. I'm just mad they give him my man missions on top of his mission.
well, crime doesn't stop just because you got one mission. You gotta keep them moving. Gotta keep them moving. Can I get more thrills?
Or instead of, or maybe instead of Anya telling them about each other, Lloyd gets a, Twilight gets a mission that like involves revealing who she is, because she's killing, she killed, maybe she kills someone important that she shouldn't have killed.
Yeah, I think that's also they start finding the next mission and he has on a little mask. I'm like, okay. So
Oh, my man, I already watched the next episode.
they showed the preview, dog.
I watched the preview, dog. No spoilers.
I watch them all. Watch it till it says zero on the timepiece.
Nah, no spoilers.
When that thing hits zero, that's when I flip it over.
My man sees all the spoilers. All right,
Hey
Irby, you
man.
got anything else to go on?
Nope. No, got nothing else to go on.
Then hit us with an outro, big dog.
You do the outro.
All right, I'll do the outro. All
All right,
right.
I'll do the outro.
All right, you'll do the outro.
No, you'll do the outro.
What is this, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck? Pick one.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We hope to get you to listen some more. Rate us, review us, give us compliments, comments, concerns, whatever you feel like, interactions. And we'll catch up with you next week. Peace.
Peace.